For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the only opportunity we have tonight with each other. We don't get these.
It's time for 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show.
Join us along with high school sports guru Sam Crenshaw
and former high school football head coach Chris Parker.
Listen in as we get you up to date on everything you need to know in the world of high school football in Georgia.
From score updates to live reports from the week's top matchups, we bring Friday Night Lights to life.
Hey, let's get this thing popping, man!
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com.
The 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Sam and Chris.
And a good Friday evening. A little chilly the last couple of days, but it feels nice outside. I think it's football season.
Football weather.
Football weather. The folks in the concession stands will be selling a little hot chocolate tonight for
hot
you.
Hot chocolate? Yeah, it's coming out.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. All right. We want to welcome you into the Scoreboard Show here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. And we're going to have our reporters out around the area. And we're going to have a very special Cub reporter join us on this fine evening.
A Cub.
We've heard her before, so we know she can handle things. I think she's gonna do great as always.
Yeah, she's very excited.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's a win. That's the thing.
That always makes it better.
Right. Yeah.
You know, our Cub reporters are, you know, I think we've had each of them who's covered the game there.
I think they've all won.
Yes.
Is that right? I think they really have.
Yeah,
wow.
They have.
No pressure for Ellie. The Dragons better get after it.
They better get after it tonight. Folks, big week. I mean, we're coming down to the stretch run in the high school football season. Yes, it's been pushed back another season to allow a lot of games to be made up. As for another week, once again, we had high school football played every night this week somewhere in our state, Chris.
Every night. That's unbelievable to me. And we're still doing it. So we got like Lakeside Evans, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're playing, what, three games in eight days?
8 days.
And they're 2-for-2 so far.
So far.
And tonight we'll keep up with if they can hit the trifecta.
Yes.
But, you know what? I appreciate all the people that make all that happen. Very difficult officials, gatekeepers, administrators, whatever, working with people.
Bus drivers, trying to get
these games in.
You know, just try to get these games in, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. And you're playing every night. That means people are spreading out their games, trying to get in, you know, 3 over 2 weeks or something like that. And so you're seeing Tuesday night football, Wednesday night football. So that's a burden on everybody. But it's for the kids' opportunity to get to play. So I commend them for that, mostly in South Georgia, right?
Yeah.
But still great to see that we're able to get that. Everybody get their 10 games in, get the kids those memories. When they take that picture with a girlfriend after the game on the track with their little, you know, 2 mile pieces and all, that means a lot to them. So it don't matter if it's Wednesday or Friday. It means a lot to them.
You up on these mouthpieces, man.
Have you seen these people with the mouthpieces? What are they doing? Drives me crazy.
It's a thing, man. They see it on TV.
Yeah, that's what I know. They don't need one mouthpiece go in your mouth.
See it on TV.
If you didn't need it for your mouth, you don't need it.
Yeah, one for the first half, one for the second half, you know.
Even if that was the case, Sam, they could put the second one, like, off to the side somewhere. Don't have to hang on
the helmet. If you're somewhere like Oregon, where you come out in a different trick-or-treat suit every Saturday? That means you bring a different mouthpiece. think about the mouthpieces.
Mouthpieces everywhere.
Think about what those guys have, right?
Yeah, mouthpieces are a real problem at the high school coaching level. Keeping up with the mouthpieces and – yeah, they always lose them. Somebody stole them. You ever heard that one?
Huh?
Who would steal a mouthpiece? I mean, who wants somebody's nasty mouthpiece?
I mean,
they lose them, Dom, is what they do. I'm going to give y'all a secret away. They lose them, and then they say somebody stole
them. Stole
it,
them, right.
Just like that homework that the dog
just like,
ate.
Yeah. Oh, somebody, listen, if y'all ever find, if anybody listening ever finds the guy somebody or they, I need to figure out who that guy is. He has gotten a lot from me. You know, like somebody stole their cleats. Somebody stole their knee pads. Somebody stole – like, somebody has wreaked havoc on this place. Like, we got to find this guy.
Man, there's somebody. We have no kind of description.
No, he's just somebody. They don't know.
You got cameras around some of these
My
places.
Experience has been somebody's usually – it needs to be turned inward. Meaning typically what they mean is I have lost.
But they can't
I have
say
lost
that.
My cleats.
But they would not verbalize.
I have misplaced my cleats.
They're not going to say that.
No, somebody stole them. So if you guys find somebody out there, I'm sure at your house,
somebody's
done a lot. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you guys, and I'm sure Dom has blamed somebody.
Listen, if you go in the mirror, you will see somebody every day. You will see them every day.
I'm telling you, that guy stole a lot,
That's a nice way of putting it. That is actually
very good, Dom. Excellent end to that.
We got some excellent games coming up tonight. And the one I think that's a big one in the area, obviously, is the Cartersville Cedartown game. Both teams undefeated going into this one, Coach.
Yeah, and these are two of the teams that everybody knows about in Northwest Georgia, but they've been in different classifications. So now they're in the same region. So not only is this just a big game geographically, two teams in Northwest Georgia that are two of the dominant teams, both having played for the state championship and recently the region champion, only one of them can be. Almost a 100% chance that the winner of this game tonight is the region champion.
Okay. Yep, so, I believe so.
And this that game on Peachtree TV, we talked to IJ about it later. Rusty Manziel and his crew will be calling that game. And that's a big one. For Northwest Georgia, that's big as it's going to get.
Good one there. You come down to Cherokee County. Cherokee is hosting North Cobb tonight.
That's the GPB game.
Yep.
Yeah. Cherokee's an interesting story. You know, they've won some. They maybe you didn't know if they'd win. They lost one you maybe thought they shouldn't have lost. But their quarterback is really good. They're leading 6A in passing, if I understand right. I mean, they're leading the highest classification in passing. Quarterback's a good player. They can compete with anybody. They'll play. They'll hang tonight. North Cobb is the favorite. North Cobb is probably the region champs with a, not probably. They'll be the region champions with a win tonight. Another little piece of that story. Josh Shaw was the coach at Cherokee for a long time, 12 or 13 years. Good guy, Josh Shaw. He last year leaves Cherokee. They get a new coach, Coach Adam Holly, who's doing a good job, getting them on a good path. But Coach Shaw coaches at North Cobb.
His son
is a really good player.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little bit of little bit of friendly fire there for
both
sides. Yeah. I always give you an inside angle, you know.
Yeah, a little something added to watch for in this game tonight. Ought to be great. Got some games down in Middle Georgia. I think it's going to be a pretty good one. Houston County and Coffee. And also Ware County and Perry.
Yeah, and Lowndes and Camden. I thought, when I looked at the games this week, you know, we typically get asked, what are we looking at or what's the main? Like, most of the games I really was interested in, I thought, big-time games. After Cartersville and Cedartown. It was South Georgia, right? So it's kind of a South Georgia week for the elite teams. You got, you know, we got a couple games last night. I'm sure we'll talk about there were some of the big games. But for tonight, Camden and Lowndes. Both got one loss in the region, kind of like an Alabama-Tennessee type game tomorrow. Both teams got one loss. Both teams can still do everything they want to do. But that two loss kind of changes things, right?
Yep.
So whoever loses, it's not that they're out in really either case, I guess, but it's different, right? So Lowndes and Camden both needing to win tonight, that's a big, big time. That's been some state championship type game there,
true.
Right?
That's true.
You talked about Houston County and Coffee. Coffee coming off their first loss in about 2.5 years. And, you know, Lee County has beat them up and down the field. How are they going to come back and respond? I expect them to respond great. But Jeremy Elber's team at Houston County has been phenomenal since he's gotten there. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, Coffee's got a fantastic defense, but Houston County got great offense. So I'm telling you, the best football to watch tonight, if you were live there, is Houston County offense, Coffee defense. You know, that's something to watch right there. And then, like you said, Ware and Perry. Perry won the state championship last year.
Right.
Ware won it, I think, the year before.
Right.
In that class. So you're talking about some big-time matchups down there below the Nat line.
Down below the Nat line. Yeah. The people down there know what we're talking about. You still have the Nets this time of year, though?
I'm telling you right now.
We're mid-October.
Sam, I'm from South Alabama, okay? You know, it's never cold down there, and the Nats rarely leave. I'm not going to say they're never there.
Yeah.
But if I have anybody listening from Baldwin County, Alabama, yeah, they got some Nats.
And I can't, Even now,
yeah, October. Yeah. Maybe not in November.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nats, man, I'm telling you.
They're still hanging right now.
That's something if you haven't really experienced, you just don't know. So if you move to Atlanta from Pittsburgh or from Cleveland, or, you know, you don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Because you just spent a hot minute in Panama City, you know.
Right.
Go down there and stay a few months. And you'll start recognizing the Nats.
Yeah. They come out to greet you and welcome you.
And we don't have them up here. That's where the Nats, I mean, we don't really have them here.
We really don't.
It really is like that they just, there's a point, and you probably know where it is. It's probably like a river or something that you know about. But at some point down there south of Atlanta, they just start showing up.
We blame it on the Flint River. Flint River comes right out of Clayton County, goes right down through,
must be it,
through Albany, right?
No danger of me living south of there. I like it up here away from the Nats.
Away from the Nats. We got a couple of coaches who played this week, and teams are doing great. Who will join us tonight? Coach Eric Williams, Maynard Jackson, had a big milestone, career milestone recently, and they got a win. They played Wednesday night.
Got his 100th win, if I saw that right. That's awesome, man. Coach Williams has been at Maynard Jackson forever.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, 20-some-odd years. That is, you know, he doesn't try to go anywhere else. He just gets the team better. They're decent every year. They compete every year with whoever shows up to their school.
That's it.
I'm excited to get a chance to talk to him.
All right, we're going to have him. And also, Cherokee Bluff was winners last night as well. Coach Tommy Jones is going to join us. They are still undefeated at 8-0.
8-0, Cherokee Bluff. And now playing up, you know, they had a really decent or pretty good run a couple years ago. They were playing kind of down, I guess, for lack of a better word. They were playing smaller schools, and they were that new school that was built up. I mean, you thought maybe they had some kind of advantage that way, like you sometimes see. They're in a big county like Hall. No excuses now, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Oconee County last night. That's a real win. I mean, that's a big win. Oconee County, an established program in that region. And that was a big region placement game. You know, and I'm excited to talk to Coach Jones. They got some big things ahead. They got some big games coming up.
Yeah, they do. They had Jefferson coming up. That's the game they have coming up next week. But we're going to get a chance to talk with Coach Jones and Coach Williams coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So you want to stay with us then and hear from them. I think you're going to enjoy the conversation we have. We love to check in with our athletic directors. Of course, you know, Chris, you've been athletic director. Lamar Glenn, athletic director for Fulton County. And he tries to go all over the place. I know tonight he's hitting at least two different games, but we're going to get a chance to chat with him around 8 o'clock tonight if we can.
Lamar is the district athletic director for Fulton County, right?
Yeah.
So what that means is he supports the athletic directors at all the high schools. He works at the central office, kind of like I do in the central office, but I support the principals and stuff like that. So, you know, I got my little geographic area, right? And even if you're over Cobb or Cherokee, it's still a lot. But Fulton County, do you know where the southern part of Fulton County is northern part of Fulton County is?
Way up.
This man is all over the place. He's got, I mean, I'm commending him. I'm saying he finds ways to be all, and Steve Kraft had that job before him and always thought the same thing. Like, that's not an easy job.
Yeah.
Even in Atlanta Public Schools, which is a fantastic school system, big school system, right? Bunch of kids. They all right here.
You're right.
Now, except for traffic, you can get there fairly quickly. That's not true for, you know, going to Cambridge and Centennial or wherever and then going down to Langston and, you know, I mean.
Right.
You know, you're not just going to ride down there real quick and check on them.
That's a lot of time on 285.
So,
you know, and you don't know how the traffic's going to be.
It's really a strategic deal for them. I mean, you have to, like, really plan out where you're going. And I'm saying I appreciate his ability to support people so far apart.
Yeah.
That is a challenge.
So he's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, our school day's guest will be the
Bradley.
Chamblee High School, Steve Wallace.
Steve, we're going O-line, baby.
O-line.
O-line today, Dumb. You know about that. No touchdown makers. The real football players.
In trenches.
People who do the work. You got 3 Super Bowl rings.
You know Steve Wallace, Dumb? This is the 49ers, but you know, back in the day, you wouldn't know about this. Joe Montana. Get you a YouTube channel. Joe Montana.
Yep.
Steve Jerry Young, Rice. Jerry Rice. Roger Craig. Tom Rathman.
Yep. Yo, man, look at him. He can't wait for this.
Yeah, Steve Wallace. I mean, he did go to Auburn, but I forgave him for that.
Bo.
Yeah, he blocked for Bo. Mm-hmm. I forgave him for that. But, I mean, you know, I do love Bo Jackson. I try to hate him, but I can't. Barkley, too. I can't hate Barkley, you know, or Bo Jackson. But so I can't Steve either.
Okay. All right. Well, he's going to be our school day's guest. He's going to join us at 8:40 tonight. We're going to have a good time checking with him as well. We're just getting started. We're less than 15 minutes away from kickoff of our games on this Friday night. It's starting at 7:30. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show, and on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Game, 99thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show now about 8 minutes away from kickoff of games, and so many pivotal games because we're getting down to the end of the regular season here, the last 2 or 3 weeks of the regular season, and, you know, you want to try to secure those playoff spots. Every game has a meaning to it, if you're making it in or where you're going to be seated or just what. That's what we're finding out with some of the games going on tonight. We got our crew out. Going to be covering games for you. Let's see. Eric Sloat, I think, is going to get the South Forsyth Denmark game.
Eric's getting one?
Yeah.
You know, I saw Eric today.
You did see him.
I didn't know if he was going to make it.
Yeah.
He was umpiring.
Yes.
Some softball, playoff softball today.
Which the Dragons were involved.
Yeah. The Dragonettes.
The Dragonettes.
The girls, you know,
yes.
Yeah. We had playoff softball today. And yeah, first time with the power rankings. So Pickens played Dawson County in the playoffs. We gave them $12 for travel. You know, like they went right. They literally drove 10 miles.
How far away is that?
You know, I don't know, 15 miles maybe.
Okay.
I mean, if, you know, but it's right next door. You know,
right,
being
right.
The small counties, it's the closest place we could go. And just the way the power rankings sorted out, Pickens playing Dawson in Jasper. They got football tonight. They moved the dates because of Helene.
Okay.
You know, I think they're supposed to play this round on maybe Wednesday or Tuesday of this week. So they moved it back to Friday. So now be playing football too. So they played during the day. And I got a message from Eric, said he was going to be there. So I went by to see him. But, I mean, we won the first game. So I think Eric must have called a pretty good game. But after that, we didn't. So I don't know if he called a good second game.
Yeah. Well, you were there for both games? You were there for one?
I was only there for one when we won.
Well, that's why they won the first game.
They knew better than to lose when I was there.
Yes.
But, you know, my job did call, but it was in the middle of the day. But I did make a little bit, and the Dragonette split, and they play the third game tomorrow. You know, we want to make sure everybody got their money's worth. And
there we go.
Play 3 full games. But it was cool to see Eric out there.
Well, he's doing his thing.
In a different arena.
Is he working?
He wasn't interviewing anybody. He wasn't getting them hype.
Yeah, right. The game.
You know what I mean? I didn't even hardly recognize him.
Wow.
Wearing the blue.
Wearing the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked good out there. But it just shows the importance. You don't realize these people that are doing these umpires and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So he gave up his whole day for that. Then he went straight to a game. I didn't even know if he was going to be at a game this afternoon.
He's at a game this evening. So you have those two guys. Like I said, you have Garrett Chapman, Lumpkin County, and North Hall. I think that's the one he's going to get to. I think that's the one he's working on getting to tonight. And then we have Day-Day, who is at Landmark Christian against Whitfield Academy. And he's got a preview of that game for us right now.
Coach, what would you say has been kind of a constant or two that you and your staff have seen from your players on game day that has allowed you all to, you know, after your season opener, you don't pick up that win, but now here it is, you've won six in a row. What would you, what's kind of stood out to you about these guys?
Well, we're a relatively young team. I mean, we do obviously have some key seniors and juniors, but we're relatively young across the board, and I think it kind of week in, week out, it's kind of shown, our youth has shown, because we've kind of, in terms of consistency, we've been slow starters, and that's something you really want to be, but, you know, we've kind of come out of the gates each week kind of slow, and but what belies our youth or inexperience sometimes is just the grittiness of our team and the way they've come back each week. I mean, I think we've been behind in all but maybe one or two of our games, and we've been able to come back each time. And I really think that's kind of been our calling card up to this point. Although that's we've tried all kinds of different things to shake out of that. We really like to come out of the blocks fast, but we prefer that. But yeah, the grittiness of this team, I think, is the one thing that stands out, because we've never gotten in a situation where the guys have just kind of thrown up their hands and said, I guess this game's over. We're not playing our best tonight. They've played all four quarters every week.
Coach, obviously a big matchup on Friday with regional implications on hand. What's been the message this week to the guys as you guys prepare?
Well, we got to treat each rep like a game rep, each day like a game day, with our attitude, with our effort, with our focus. And I think we've been progressively getting better each day with that. Whitfield is no joke. They're a very, very good team, very well coached team, lots of talent on each side of the ball. You know, so we're going to have to play our best. And obviously, in order to play our best on Friday night, we have to prepare our best. And that's not just during practice time, but it's also, watching video, watching film of Whitfield. It's making sure, we're consistent in our knowledge of the tweaks we make each week in the playbook, offense, defense, and special teams. So it's just challenging our guys to really step it up. We want to improve each day, each week, but this is really we're kind of looking at each week like a playoff game now, and that because each game we have these last few weeks have playoff implications, so we're treating every game like a playoff game.
Fantastic information there, Day-Day, getting us all set for that game. That's the game he's going to be keeping an eye on tonight. There, Landmark Christian at Whitfield Academy should be a good one.
Sam, Landmark Christian was 0-10 last year, 0-10, didn't win a game. This year, they're 6-1, won the last six, lost game one, won the last six. Really a nice story there. 6-1 after 0-10.
That's turning it around.
Now, they got Whitfield tonight. They got Mount Perrin next week. Those are two tough teams. But they're 2-0 in their sub-region. They need to win this game. They're a private school, so they're going to get into the power ranking situation. They're going to slide into that single-A to triple-A playoff group. But great story, first off, but great opportunity to do some big things tonight and next week for Landmark Christian. So glad we're covering them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll be keeping an eye on them tonight in that game. We're about 2 minutes away from games getting started. I spent some time this week and I wrote something on New Manchester.
Yeah.
It seems like, the one school you hear about in Douglas County, obviously it's Douglas County High School, and rightfully so for what Coach White has going on there. But down on the south side of I-20, Olton Downs has come over there and got some confidence for those young folk. It's 7-1, just kind of flying below the radar now. We're going to find out fact from fiction next week. They play Rome. But just he has juniors and seniors on that team that went 0-10. You just mentioned the team that went 0-10, right?
Right. They were 0-10 2 years ago, 2022, 0-10. Last year, 4-6. this year 7-1.
And that's the most wins ever at the school.
How about that? Yeah, great. But, you know, New Manchester was a school that broke away from Chapel Hill High School.
That's where those kids came from?
Right.
Okay.
And maybe gotten some from Lithia Springs too, but mostly from Chapel Hill. It was right when I was leaving Chapel Hill. So,
okay.
So that would have, these would have been kids that I would have coached
right.
when there was no Manchester and New Manchester. They hard-working kids, good kids, and yeah, exciting to see them. So the school hadn't been open that long, maybe, I don't know, 15 years maybe or so, but still a great. Anytime you won the most in school history, that's a good day.
Coach Downs is the same year that he won the state championship at Creekside, which is about 20 minutes drive away from there.
Right.
Right? You know, it's not far away from where that is on the other side of the Fulton County line.
Yeah, they're off today, right?
Yeah, they're off today.
They're off today. They play Rome next week. That'll be the real test if they're in a big boy league.
Yeah.
But even if they're not, they got Lithia Springs the next week. I mean,
They had a big win last week. They had to come from behind.
Yeah.
They were down 13-0 to the Villarica last week.
And Lithian came back and won?
They came back and won.
That's a good win for them. Corey Jarvis' team be ready to play. You know, Douglas County football as a whole is improving. I mean, it just is.
What do you think is going on out there? Because you've been there.
Well, there's a few different things. One is that they have put more of an emphasis on the things you have to put an emphasis on, like facilities. I mean,
right. You've
seen some of the facilities. They didn't have those facilities when I was there, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
And, you know, they have an understanding. And I think players, you know, have moved out of the real, real tight Atlanta area into more of those counties that touch Fulton. You're seeing a lot of that, you know. And they're not that far from Langston and Creekside and Westlake and places
right.
that, you know, have been successful. So it's not shocking to me they're getting successful, but I would attribute it primarily to the districts caring more about facilities and making football important, and the men who they are hiring. I mean,
yes.
Johnny White and Corey Jarvis and, you know, Holton Downs. I mean, these are people who are proven winners other places. Yeah, I mean, so it's not shocking they would go there and win.
Yeah.
You give people the tools they can to succeed and then get good people that know how to do the job, you got a good recipe. You know, no different than what we try to do here. We get us a good producer like Dom. We give him the tools to succeed like me and you.
Yep.
He's ready to go.
He does that too. He does. He's ready for it all the time.
It's true, though. I mean, I'm joking there. But anytime you're working, your job is to find a good person that can work hard, that can do the job, and then also give them the tools to succeed. You can't just do one. And I think in Douglas County, they are really trying to do both.
Coach Downs echoed something that Coach White had said to me several years ago, trying to put up a fence,
yeah,
you know, around, because, you know, you had so many. I know Coach
Yeah, we White, lost a lot of kids. I mean,
that would go
in Douglas
that,
County. That, yeah, we lost kids that would go to McEachern or go to Westlake or wherever. And not like in any kind of recruiting thing. I'm not accusing. I'm just saying the kid just thought it was a better opportunity for him, and the family had moved. Maybe they were staying somewhere where they could move a little easier, you know, and it just was a transient area. People kind of came and went. So, yeah, if you can ever build a fence around that school district at Douglas County or New Manchester or even Alexander, and yeah, you'd have something.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they said, right? To get those kids to stay and not bounce out and go play other places. They will make it this real attractive, fun place, cool place to be. The kids will be here. And that's what he's starting to do so far down there. They don't play this week, but once again, they'll be back at it next week, and they'll have a showdown against Rome for the top spot in that region. So you want to watch for that. As we have a number of games like that we'll be watching tonight for the next week or so as we get set for playoff time here for high school football. Nice, chilly night. We go out tonight, just bundle up. You know, you might want to have your jacket or something. That just, it's not cold, but, you know, the temperature may drop a little bit, may get a little cool as the evening goes along. You just want to be ready for it. And just like Chris said, you know, the hot chocolate, you know, it's probably going to be.
It's coming out soon for sure.
Soon.
It may be out tonight, but it's not. I don't know that it'll be like a hot sale tonight.
Okay.
You know? It might be.
Might be some coffee.
Coffee. I mean, we're going to offer. You know, we're trying to make some money. It's a fundraiser, so we're going to offer it to anybody that wants it.
You have some pumpkin spice or something.
I don't know. See, that was past my time. Now we're getting into that mouthpiece type thing. You know, like, I mean, at the concession stand, they need some pizza, hot dogs, some kind of specialty thing, and some hot chocolate, some Cokes. Some Snickers.
There we go.
Skittles. That's it, man.
That's it. That's all you need.
Don't mess with success. You know? That works.
Keep it going. That is what works, folks. All right. It is after 7:30, so that means we have games underway. We watch and see if the scores start to come in. We're going to have updates. Like I said, we have Day-Day. We got Garrett. We got Eric out there covering things. We got Ellie. We got our Cub reporter tonight. We have so much for you, along some coaches. We're going to interview athletic director and our school day's guest, I.J. Rosenberg, will join us in the next segment as we count down to the kickoff of their game. That's coming up at 8 o'clock, and that is the Cartersville-Cedartown game. And the coaches' checklist, that's all coming up. You stick around for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
To more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. High School Scoreboard Show here on this Friday night. And like I said, games are underway. Let's check some scores right quick before we get to the coaches' checklist. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Huddle up at Buffalo's.
Sounds good. I like Buffalo's.
Me too. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Got some first quarter scores. Dawson's up on Chastity, 7-0. That's first quarter score. Paulding, 7. Campbell, nothing. First quarter score. Harrison, 7. Osborne, nothing. Was team playing against his former coach, right?
Yeah, how about that?
Right there. That?
Yeah, another one of those. Oh. McEachern's up 3-0 early in Hillgrove. They didn't have. Do you think they walked over there?
Yeah, they may have. Yeah, they may just get hiked up and just walked over next neighborhood. Walton's up 7-0 on Etowah. That's also a first quarter score. We will keep an eye on those and more for you. But right now, as always, this week time on our show, it's time for the coach's checklist.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker give their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
All right, Sam, this week I thought I would talk a little more about factors that determine who win the game. I think what you see in football a lot at all levels, honestly, but even the high school level, you think, well, one team beat the other team, but they beat them, so that means they're better. And we saw it, of course, Georgia State beat Vandy, who beat Alabama, who beat Georgia. It doesn't mean Georgia State's better than Georgia, right?
Right.
It means that in one game, each of those things happened. Because teams, each game has to be its own entity. And I was telling you off the air, I think Georgia's going to beat Texas because I think they're going to beat them tomorrow. I don't necessarily think they're the better team. I think they're going to beat them tomorrow. I think that Texas play really well. It's hard to continue that play. And they match up a little better. So in that vein, as you look at the high school, you used to see, and that's why those projections used to be a lot closer than they are now, because you used to see if Team A beat Team B and that team beat Team C, then Team A would also beat Team C.
Right, right.
And you just don't see that as much anymore, right? Like you see Cherokee beat Etowah. We're watching Cherokee tonight. Cherokee beat Etowah, but Etowah beat Wheeler, but Wheeler beat Cherokee.
Right.
That happens all the time. So what are factors that determine who wins a game? What is an ingredient to determine and why some teams just seem to kind of play better against another one, right? And so there's really five things that factor into the game, and you could probably argue what percent of importance they are. But the first one is tactical scheme, like X and O's, calling plays, right? But you got to remember there's only one play caller on each team, right? One offensive, one defensive. But the guy calling the plays has to be able to draw up some ball plays. It works.
Okay.
But if you ever notice, they can't do that without some good players. But there does have to be the X and O part. And a lot of coaches spend a lot of their time learning this. This is the fun part. They watch some YouTube videos or whatever. You know, they want to know what Mike Leach was doing back in the day, and now it may be some other people. But what are they doing, and what can I learn the X and O of that? That tactical scheme is one-fifth kind of other recipe on who's better than who. So you're looking at Georgia, Texas, or you're looking at North Cobb and Cherokee. You know, who's got the tactical advantage? I mean, I don't know the answer, but it's going to factor in. The second thing, who's got the technical scheme? Who has got better players? And I'm talking about tackling, blocking, catching, throwing, running. Those are techniques that every coach on the coaching staff participates in. Like I said, I only got one play caller.
Right.
But everybody participates in teaching tackling, blocking, ball security, things like that. And so if a team has really good, and I thought about Vanderbilt in that because I thought Vanderbilt's technique was really good. Even though Alabama may have had better players in that game, I thought the technique that they play was really well. They had good ball plays. They designed up some good ball plays. They had so for that night, they matched up a little better. The third thing is the toughness, the discipline, the character, all that stuff kind of rolled into one. Sometimes coaches want to make it about, they come on here after the game and they say, why'd you win? Well, we got after it. We were tougher. We were more physical. We had some heart.
Right.
Well, all that's probably true. But if I took my team from Pickens, we went over there to Buford, we can play with all the heart in the world. It ain't really going to matter. Okay? It's a piece of the puzzle. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a piece of the puzzle to play tough, to be physical, to play with heart, to play with together. You know, and that is a piece of it. So who was playing? Think about Vanderbilt in that game a few weeks ago. Like, who's playing more together, more physical, more, you know, unified in their stuff? All the stuff coaches – now, the coaches want to talk a lot about that phase.
Right.
But it's
right.
really one of five things. So technical scheme, toughness. And the fourth one is really the difference a lot of times, just a matchup. So why does Georgia and Alabama always play games where it seems like Alabama wins? Well, the reason is not me joking or anything like – it's that – that's one of the few teams that man-to-man, they can match up with. Alabama can just go toe-to-toe with them, athlete-to-athlete.
Right.
Whereas a lot of times that's not the case when they don't play each other. Texas is another one of those teams, right?
Right.
So Texas, I feel like, is going to get a heavy dose of what Georgia sometimes gets against Alabama, which is they're going to look out there and see some dudes like them for the first time. Right? The matchups are a little different now. Our receivers can get open always, but they can't tonight. Our DBs, you know, usually make this easy.
Right.
They struggle a little bit tonight,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the matchups are a little bit different. And so who has the advantage there? And then the last one would be confidence, because I feel like confidence is somewhere. That is the momentum. And you've seen it. You've seen it with the Falcons even, definitely right. with Georgia. But even in high school, team gets 3 or 4-0, 4-2, you know.
You're supposed to do
this.
They
just start playing a little better.
Right.
They think they're supposed to win. That's mm-hmm. a component of it. So you mix in those five ingredients, you know, the X and O's, the tactical, the technical part, the blocking and tackling, the team's ability to be tough and physical and disciplined, with the matchup, just who's your individual matchup. Because if they got one really good receiver and you can't cover him, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, really.
But if the other team's got a guy that can cover him, not going to be as big of a problem. You know, so it could be a different game. And then the last one, of course, is just who's playing with more confidence at that moment. You know, I think you take all five of those things and mix them in, not one. And I think if you listen, you're going to hear a lot of people say one of them. Texas is playing more confidence right,
right.
now. Well, that's probably true. But that's one-fifth of what we're talking about.
That goes back to what I asked Coach Downs about after having that big win against Villarica last week in New Manchester. They got Rome coming up. I said, would you rather be playing them this week or take a week off the way your team is rolling right now? And he said, you know, we kind of dinged up. We got some injuries. Yeah. He started laughing. I'll take the bye week.
Yeah.
I'll take the bye week.
But it's always different. This was early in the year, he may would, or if he didn't have the injuries. It's always evolving. And so I know talking about football is fun and talking about who's going to beat who is fun.
Right.
But I always caution people that humility is always right around the corner. Don't get too cocky about your team. But at the same time, hope is sometimes right around the corner, and you're not seeing it because you're not identifying all the factors that determine who win the game. So that would be my coach's challenge. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air.
How about that, folks? Yeah. I mean, you know, and if you need more, if you're coaching, you know what I mean, or you know what? It's holiday time's coming up. If you got a coach on your list, I know you got something for them, right?
ParkerResource.org. We probably have a little sale in November. Typically in November, we kind of put out a bunch
okay.
of.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
be on the lookout for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything to help you coaching at whatever level you may be coaching. And Coach Parker's got something great for you to try and work out. Just help you get better. That's what he
absolutely.
Loves. That's what he loves to do, folks. It is a Scoreboard Show. We're going to check in with I.J. Rosenberg momentarily and get a.
I.J. Update. Got a pretty good game tonight.
He got a really good game tonight.
Who we got?
He's got Cartersville and Cedartown.
Oh. Yo.
Well, that ought to be a really good ball game. We look forward to checking in with him.
I have some PTSD talking about that one.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good.
I got me some Trevor Lawrence and Nick Chubb. And I'm all familiar with those teams.
Very familiar. Meanwhile, we check in with some scores. We got something else from down in the folks down at the Southwest Georgia Network. Monroe up 7-0 on Westover. That's a
big game.
It's a big game down in Albany.
Down that way, yeah.
Yeah, it is a very big game for the folks down that way to check that one out. So that's another score that we got. Let me see, we got some more to come in. Also, down to Mill, Georgia, Thomas County Central's up 7-0 on Northside Warner Robins. Thomas County Central.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is a
Thomas
good
County
one.
Central, you know, lost a couple weeks ago for the first time in a couple years there. Don't forget them, though. They're going to be something.
Fasten your seatbelts on this one. We're going to double check if this is happening. First quarter score, Richmond Hill 21, Valdosta nothing. And first quarter score, we're going to keep – that's what I'm seeing here. We're going to check and make sure we get getting that one right. That'll be big. We say Rome will play.
They just scored. Valdosta scored. The current score is Richmond Hill 21, Valdosta 7. Valdosta literally just scored 3 minutes ago.
My goodness.
Yeah, on a muff punt. Valdosta, for those not really familiar with that part, hasn't even really played a close game. I mean, they have dominated people this season. So, yeah, Richmond Hill, big start.
Yeah.
Second quarter score there, so they're moving along.
Okay. All right. They got some things going on up at Cedar Town. I don't know if we get a chance to catch up with IJ Rosenberg. He says he's dealing with something. He'll try to catch us. But if we don't, we understand.
Yeah, we can catch him. Yeah.
They're 9 minutes away from kickoff of their, to me, what's the big game around the state. And they have it tonight. Rome, like I said, is up 7-0 on South Pauling. That is their first quarter score in that game. We got Kell up 6-0 on Centennial, a first quarter score. Stone Mountain is up on Cross Keys 7-0. That's also in the first quarter. Flowery Branch is leading Walnut Grove. They have a 7-0 lead in their game as well, Coach. We have some of these games. East Paulding is up 7-0 on Kennesaw Mountain. These are all first quarter scores. Is that Richmond Hill, Valdosta, surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, Richmond Hill's got a good football
team. Yeah, they got a good team this year.
But, like I said, Valdosta's beaten everybody. And so, yeah, I think the 21-7 surprised me, 21-0 to start. I think if you told me it was a good game, that wouldn't surprise me. But the fact they jumped on 21-0, great start for Richmond Hill. Now you got to hold on, right?
Because
it's a long game.
A long game, and those guys are good.
Yeah, those guys are good. Norcobb just scored to go 7-0 on Cherokee. That's the game on GPB.
All right.
Be following that one all night. So Norcobb region champs with a win there. So that could be something.
We will be joined later in our show by John Bednarowski. Marietta Daily Journal. Because it's a big night out in Cobb County. There are a lot of games. We've heard Whitfield Academy mention that. We're watching North Cobb here. We know Hillgrove is playing McEachern. McEachern's up 6-0 on Hillgrove. Now, that's the first quarter score. Paulding County 7-6 on Campbell. Harrison up 14-0 on Osborne. Pebblebrook up 14-0 on South Cobb. That's also first quarter score. So he's got a busy night. Walton's up 14-0 on Etowah. I mean, it is full strength Cobb County tonight. Everybody out there is playing.
Well, you know, they had a fall break, I think, a week or so ago. And so they, you know, you notice there's not a ton of Gwinnett teams playing.
Right.
But Cobb's back full go here. A game to keep an eye on in Cobb, Sam, that I would highlight is Centennial and Kale.
Okay.
Right now, 6-6. Now, Centennial is 5-2. Kind of sneaky.
Yeah.
Good season. Yeah. Kale 4-4, but Kale is having, you know, they're having a season where they play a tough schedule. They're kind of always expected to be good, but they have made the playoffs. They've made the state playoffs every year since 2008. That would be 17 years in a row. This would be the 16 years in a row.
Okay.
If they don't win tonight, streak might be.
Maybe in trouble.
Maybe coming to an end. So okay. Be interesting to see that one. Centennial really on the way up. Kale's got a great team. It's just that half the teams lose, and they've got a tough schedule. So they really need to win that game, though, to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Okay.
They're 0-2 in the region right now.
All right. Those are some of the early scores we're keeping an eye on for you. We will have more scoring updates for you as we head for the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have Director of Athletics, Fulton County School District, Lamar Glenn's going to join us. And later in the hour, our school day's guest, Steve Wallace. 3-time Super Bowl champion, Shambly High School alum. That's all coming up. You stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour on the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.